Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Tuesday morning. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
Another hot one today. Thank
you. We can't complain. We complained about the rain for a long time. Now we got the heat. Oh, let's just take it.
People can complain.
Well, I know that.
It's too hot. It will rain tomorrow. We've been waiting for this for, 75 months for it to warm up. I understand it can definitely get hot. In mid-90s and humid, it is aggressive. I understand that. Thank you for your votes yesterday for bringing back Dead Guy in an Envelope. Landslide victory yesterday.
Was it?
Instant poll, Jen and Tim Show. Wasn't even close.
Really?
Absolutely.
What was the percentage?
76%.
Was it really? Or
it was 76%
online. Really?
Do you check your Jen and Tim Show socials?
I do,
your
but
name's
I
on
didn't.
It, 76%.
I didn't look to see what the percentage
was. Of course you
did,
because it was
a
landslide victory.
I don't feel like... Well,
okay,
I'm
if it was a presidential election with 76% be a landslide victory?
That is a landslide victory.
I don't even
victory.
Know if that's ever even happened.
I just feel like it was a little more based on the calls and the comments we read. Not everybody was for it.
Well, then that would be 100%.
Yeah.
So you were exactly correct, which brings it to 76%.
All
it
right.
wasn't 100%.
Okay. All right. We've got a deal.
So, once again, Jen and Tim Show listeners wanted to bring it back, and we appreciate that. I mean, if you didn't want to bring it back, we would appreciate that. We would figure out something else. So, 76% of those that voted yesterday on Facebook, and as you mentioned, phone calls, I'm sure it was a different percentage, whatever, but it was certainly the majority of people wanted to bring the game back, which we will do next. But I also have to, you have proven, as have producer Stevie, to be untrustworthy, which we have found out last Wednesday when I am off. You give other clues and the game untrustworthy. So I have to address that now.
I mean, it was just a hypothetical.
Untrustworthy. So we will begin another round of Dead Guy in an Envelope. But I had to do something, to make sure things were on the up and up this time. That is next. Okay, so I had to make sure it's on the up and up this time around. Dead Guy in an Envelope on Star 102, Cleveland's
Real
Good
Favorites. It was always on the up and up.
It was until last Wednesday. You're absolutely right. It took a day off, and I was nervous about this. The vote said, yes, we want to bring back Dead Guy in an Envelope. So I think to myself, okay, we'll bring that back. We appreciate your votes. EMCs, you mean the world to us. We appreciate you listening, waking up with us. If you're third shift, whatever you are doing from 6 to 6:30, our EMCs, we love you. Thank you for voting. Thank you. We appreciate that. However you listen through your Odyssey app, smart speaker, thank you for doing so. You want to bring it back? That's great. It needs to be on the up and up. Then I started thinking to myself, I'm sweating last night. How am I going to be able to do this? I have some vacation time on the way. I can't trust Jen. I cannot trust producer Stevie. I can't have this happen again. Tossing and turning last night. I don't even know if I slept three hours. And then I thought to myself, I have the solution.
This makes me very nervous. What are you doing? Why are you bending down?
Hold on.
What is that? No!
I have
no
Dead Guy in the Envelope. I put the name in a container, only I know the name, and now it is in a container that you can't get into. It is keyed on one side, only I have the key. I'm the only human on this earth that knows the name in the envelope. And it'll sit right here in the studio. Dead Guy in the Envelope in a, I don't know.
That's annoying.
In a case. Dead Guy in the Envelope in a case. Where's in like an key? Acrylic rectangular box.
The fact that it's see-through is even more next level. Where's the key?
Don't worry about it.
Is the key... All I want to know is, are you storing the key here or is it at home? Like, you need to have it here, I feel like.
I'll let you know where it's at. It's 20 minutes away. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
So what are we going to do if you take the day off?
Yeah, good luck.
We can't take a guess for dead guy in an envelope.
Good luck. I'll have to guess. I'll have to back salt and let them know. Also, we have a new graphic thanks to our afternoon guy, Chase Daniels, that also helped out with that. We have a new graphic we'll post too. So we're going to do that. It's a new list. It's a new graphic. Nobody else is going to know this name. You can take. I'm only taking a couple days off here and there. If they guess it, I'll back sell it and say, yeah, you were right. That's it. I'm not letting you know. I'm not letting anybody else know. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. He's also in a container. So there. He's also in an acrylic box. That's what I have to do for the integrity of the game. Who's the first guest? Star 102, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I am very well. I have dead guy in an envelope that is also in a rectangular acrylic see-through container. So Jen and also producer Stevie cannot get inside. I'm the only human in the world that knows the name in the envelope.
Well, I was thinking you should have like a combination lock. So that way when you're not there, there's another game where callers have to call in and have Jen try the padlock code to get into it.
I could do that because I could drill a hole through, one side, the top and the side of it, and have like a master lock of some sort. I could do that. I just have to be really careful because it's not real thick. Let me think about that. I don't hate that idea either.
That way, there's two games going when you're not there.
I enjoy that. I like that. Yeah. Then we have another game to play. Listen. Next time you take the day off, we'll see what happens to that box. I don't know.
Oh, no. I think you have to drop it from the top of the Halley building to break this thing. It is pretty strong. It is a pretty durable box. I can't wait to take a picture of it and put it on the socials.
I hate it.
Carrying this around downtown Cleveland, just an envelope that says dead guy in a see-through box was sus this morning. Very weird. We would love your guess. Can you kick off this game? Do you have a guess?
Is it Robin Williams?
Not Robin Williams. Not that Jen can comment because she doesn't know.
I don't know.
No idea.
Can I guess?
You probably could. All right. The game continues tomorrow morning. Dead guy in an envelope. Yes, it's back on Star 102. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Next, it is Stevie on the socials.
So on TikTok, people are posting their unique ins and outs list for the summer. They're curating their own list for them. What is in? What are they going to be doing? And what is out this summer? And they are some funny examples, some unique examples, and some that I think people will get inspiration from.
Oh, I like this.
And I made my own as well.
You did? Oh! We would love to hear this. We will get to yours as well. Ins and outs for the summer that is next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
If you are actively on TikTok, you may have seen this trend before, but it's the summer 2025 ins and outs list. People are curating these lists of what is in and out for them this summer. They can be very unique and funny or just serious. Whatever you want to do, people are doing some that are specific, like makeup ins and outs or just everyday life. So this is an example of what one user posted that was more unique. The first thing was investigating Pangea, don't know why, leaving the country every 3 months, the color orange, sleeping 8 hours, homemade tortillas, having a lot of hobbies and being mint at them, and Fleetwood Mac. Out is sparkling water, putting off doctor's appointments, caffeine, and the ability to see work emails on your phone. So that's an example.
First of all, I like some. Wait, did you say sleeping 8 hours?
Yes.
When's the last time you slept 8 hours straight?
I was going to say, like, straight through? Oh, God. I don't know.
Not even a weekend, right?
No. It's just tough.
We were just talking about that off the air. I think it was 12:15 last night. It was one of those nights, and we all have them. Listen, it doesn't matter if you wake up early or if you wake up late, where you just could not get into sleep mode. No. That was me last night. I looked at my phone, and it was 12:18, and I thought, I wake up at 4:10. This is going to be one of those days. And, that would be... That would be amazing.
It just ruins the rest of your day.
It really does.
But I thought, you know, that was a good list. So I thought I'm going to come up with my own list of what's in and out for me. Took some time, but I curated a perfect list for my summer ins and outs.
I'm excited for this.
We would love to hear your list. If you have an ins and outs, if something hits you, we would love to know. 216-343-1021. But let's get to producer Stevie's list next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show, continuing with Stevie on the socials.
So we're talking about the in and outs list of the summer 2025 trending on TikTok. And I made my own list of what's in and what's out for me. So we're going to go over what's in. So reality TV or comedies only. It's all we're going to watch.
Oh, no drama?
No, it's summer. We need light.
Okay.
Another in.
Well, I want to hear your light shows tomorrow then during what you're watching Wednesday.
Oh, I got a couple.
Do you have
ones
a couple of them? Okay.
I am watching Ginny in Georgia, which I feel like
I was going to ask. Did either of you go back to that? Because you recommended it, then you blew me off. I'm done with it.
You're done with season three?
Yes!
I only watched episode one.
Okay. I don't mean to go down that path. I was just curious when you said that. Okay. So we'll look forward to that tomorrow.
It's not really a comedy, but we'll let that slide.
so there we go.
It's a mix.
The list has already been shot.
I started it before the summer.
True. So that's fair.
Okay.
Corn on the cob is in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's summer. You got to have it. Energy drinks, especially the cotton candy one that I've been drinking. Very
summery.
That's
new. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Only drinking margaritas on a patio. So if I'm going out, the only drink I want is a margarita.
Only if you're on a patio? What if you're indoors?
No, if you're going out, you got to go on a patio. It's summer.
Okay.
You gotta,
all right. Like, got to go on a patio.
Enjoy it while you can.
Salt, no salt.
Doesn't either matter. Way, I don't
okay.
care.
All right. All right. Enough, you matter.
Playing tennis, going swimming. Shopping my closet, so not buying new stuff.
Oh,
I have
yeah.
enough in my closet. I could find clothes there. Concerts, they're so back. I feel like, you know, in this winter, you're not going to concerts as much, especially an outdoor concert. Electrolytes, like nice Liquid IV or Element. There's so many brands. Oh. They're so good. And then the WNBA/women's sports are in. The NBA just ended, and people are like, oh, no more basketball for 4 months. I saw that everywhere. The WNBA is on. My out, not enjoying the sun, hot coffee and tea.
I love that. I know.
Okay.
Not scheduling doctor's appointments. That's new. I added that because someone put that on their end list, is making all your doctor's appointments. So I got to do that. And then staying home on weekends.
Is out. You got to go.
You
can't stay home. You got to get out.
I've noticed that you have been going. That's a really well thought out, adult, awesome list.
Yeah. Well
done. That really is.
Agree.
Proud of you. Anybody else? Ins and outs of the summer. That's a great list. I'm like, there's no comment to the list. They're all fantastic. Great job, Stevie. Stevie on the socials on Star 102.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We will be kicking off the Jen and Tim Show summer camp today.
What's great about this is this kind of launched.
Is it?
Well, yesterday during Stevie on the socials, where she gets us up to date on everything that's going on online, we ended up talking about summer camps we went to as a kid. And I told you about an experience I had that was very memorable for me when I went to science camp and we made butter. So on the Jen and Tim Show summer camp today, we're going to make butter.
Can't believe this.
It's real. And Tim, this is going to be your task because I've made butter.
My task?
Yeah, I've made butter before. And I feel like you have the muscle to make this happen. You know what I'm saying? So I brought in the supplies you need to make butter, and I feel like we can have it made if you do a good job before, I don't know, before 7:30.
I have to make butter?
You're making butter. This is what summer camp's about. This is what summer camp's about.
Learning new things. I've never heard of butter camp. I don't know what camp you went to. I've never heard of butter camp.
It was science camp. It was at the community college. I'm telling you, me and my cousin went, and the fact that you could just make butter so easily without any tools or anything. These are just simple supplies. Now, I do have to admit something to you about this.
Okay. And I'd like to learn, and for those that don't know, because I'm not exactly sure about the process, can you admit something and then maybe just hit on the process of what I need to do next? Can is that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sure can.
Don't love this.
What? You're going to love it. You're going to do great.
The tone and the face right now that you're making.
You're going to do great.
Something is not going to be good for me in 3.5 minutes, but it is the Jen and Tim Show Summer Camp. Wouldn't mind some technique advice if you have it. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
You mean for your butter making today at Jen and Tim Show Summer Camp? So here's what I had to admit to you. We talked about this yesterday. I remembered I did it at science camp as a child when I think I was like, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years old with my cousin Ryan. We had a great time, went to all kinds of camps. I did not follow up yesterday and look up the technique. I just remember sticking heavy whipping cream in a mason jar and shaking it for a long time and it turns into butter. So I didn't confirm that that works really. I just brought it for you. Here's your whipping cream.
Here's your... Here's your mason jar. Google search or AI. I mean, it takes 5 seconds.
I didn't. That's what I realized. I mean, but I'm pretty sure that's all we did. It was a long time ago, but I'm pretty sure that's all we did. So you're just going to pour the whipping cream in this mason jar, seal it up, and shake it.
How long am I going to shake this? We're on the air.
I feel like it was 30-ish minutes.
30
like
minutes?
Yeah,
we have
like
chop suey on the way at 7:35.
Well, you could just shake it all morning. I don't know. Here.
It's got to be more to this. Does somebody know?
I'm telling you, you just pour it in there, and here, wait, I should really take video of you doing this.
I pour the entire pint
in
this mason.
Listen,
this
again.
This better be sealed, because there's going to be whipping cream all over the place in the studio, and that is not going to be good.
Again, not very technical with this. I don't know if that whole pint will fit in that jar. Maybe you
do
have.
Stevie. She's from T County. She should know these things.
What?
She's basically part Amish.
She's never done this before. She said she churned it, I think. Like with a churner.
That's what we're calling this. It's a new segment called Churn It.
No, it's not. It's not a new segment called Churn It. It's Shake It. Are you going to open it?
I'm hoping somebody calls in the next, I don't know how many seconds and lets me know if this is all I do. I just pour it into the mason jar and I just shake it. And I have to shake it how long? So is this all I need to do is pour it in? And is it all I need to do is shake it? Those are the only two questions I have. And then I'll begin. That's all I need to know.
But you don't pour the whole thing in there because you need space to like shake it. You need space. I think the mason jar is not big enough, you know.
You know, I'm just going to do it.
Are you? I'm going to take video of you doing this. People need to see this.
I know. All right, nobody's going to go. Okay.
Okay. You're pouring it in?
Yeah. I got to get this away from the board.
You're awfully dangerously close. This was not how we planned this. This makes me very nervous.
Hold on.
Are you feeling strong?
Yeah.
Shaky?
Yeah, I just don't want to.
No, it's a lot of liquid. You're being so gentle, it's taking a lot of time. It's smart.
This board's
it's a good choice.
Money. This board's a lot of money.
Oh, look, Charlene says it works. Just heavy whipping cream in a mason jar and shake.
Charlene said that?
She makes it for the holidays.
I should fill up how high do you think?
I would go like half-ish.
Okay.
I mean, it's not, again, not very technical on that. I would, yeah, let's go just about.
More?
Yeah, that's probably good right there.
Okay, so we're about half-filled.
Again, we're very technical here on the Jen and Tim Show, making butter with heavy whipping cream in a mason jar. And all you're going to do is shake it. Now, don't expect
it. I'm not shaking it by the board. I'm going over.
Don't expect it to happen right away.
How long do I have to shake it? Does she know? Who'd you say it was?
Charlene sent the
message. Charlene, can you DM us and let us know how? I'm just curious how long I have to shake it.
She says she makes it for the holidays.
Okay.
Yeah, Charlene, right back.
And it tastes just like butter? Charlene, can you call us? Is that too much? 216-343-1021. I just have a lot of questions. What is this going to taste like? I'm going to start shaking it now, right?
Start shaking it.
All right, we're going to shake it.
Good job. Are you tired yet? You have been consistently shaking the butter. How long is that song? 3 minutes?
4:05.
You got to keep going. Keep going.
Feel it, though. It's getting, like, thick.
Is it?
It's not making that sloppy sound anymore.
I know, because it's going to turn into butter.
Sure.
Thank you. Stevie also took over and helped out. It's Star Wars, two Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show Summer Camp. We're making butter out of, it's a mason jar. We have it half filled with the heavy whipping cream.
Are you okay?
It's a lot.
So Charlene had sent a message before and said, yeah, it works. You just put the heavy whipping cream in a mason jar and shake it. But you had asked how long it's going to take. She says, hey, you asked her to call. She said, I can't call him at work. It takes about 5 to 20 minutes of vigorous shaking to turn heavy whipping cream into butter. Initially, the cream will thicken, then the butter and buttermilk will separate. And then she said you would add salt after the butter is made or it will not whip up correctly.
So full disclosure, we have to play a round of Trump 2 at 735. Before that, I think that there is a 0% chance I'm going to try eating that.
Why?
It looks like it's going to be horrendous.
Is it going to turn yellow?
Yeah, does it turn yellow? I don't know.
This looks like mayonnaise, and I don't like mayonnaise.
I love mayonnaise, but that just does not...
It doesn't taste
this
like
doesn't
mayonnaise.
This doesn't really shake anymore. It's getting solidified.
A hot tub after this.
Oh, yeah, where... Oh, you can feel like there's like a chunk in there or something,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, like it's not...
Get back to it.
Fine, I'll get back to it. Let's hit this button first. I don't know if it's possible to be done after two songs.
What? I can't understand you. You're so winded. What?
I don't know if it's possible to be done after two songs, but this thing is getting sloppy and solidified. With heavy whipping cream. It's the Jen and Tim Show Summer Camp. This is the beginning of the summer camp. A heavy whipping cream, half filled in a mason jar. I've been shaking it for two songs.
Are you surprised how this is working out? Because I feel like you didn't
believe. I should have wore a jort. I should not have jeans in this. They just hung up.
Man, you've been working hard.
Somebody's calling from Akron. I didn't get to him.
Stevie brought up a good point about this because I said I was doing it as a kid.
Really over here out of breath, so I see why they have kids do this. It's a great way to get their energy out.
Burn
just
off the energy.
Shake these things for 10 minutes.
This is thick.
You can really see it now.
Is it butter yet, do you think?
I know you can't see it. We're talking about this. We are posting video. There's going to be a lot of video posted about this. So you can.
It looks like whipped cream, I feel like, right now. I feel like you need to shake it more.
Okay, I'll shake it. You're the pro. You're the camper. I never went to camp.
Again, I just want to remind you, I was like 8 years old, and I have not Googled this at all. Like, I really should have. All I did was bring you a mason jar and heavy whipping cream. It seems to be working. Can you keep shaking it a little longer?
We got to go.
I was going to say, and thank you to everyone that has reached out and helped us with this process. Can someone let us know when he should stop? Because I feel like you got to keep going there.
We played, let me see. We're getting to it. Die with a Smile was 4 minutes. UB40. I've been shaking this for probably 9 minutes.
Okay.
They say like 10 to 20. That's a wide range, though.
That is a wide range.
Jen didn't look at... Who said 10 to 20?
Someone yesterday might have told us. We got a DM about it. I remember reading that. Said 10 to 20.
I can't... I stop talking.
Okay. All right. Another opportunity to ride Siren's Curse. Oh, I bet it would really turn into butter if you held it on that. If you're a season pass holder, you're going to love this. That's in 60 seconds. It's 75 degrees in Bainbridge, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Season pass holders at Cedar Point have an opportunity to ride the newest coaster, Siren's Curse, a day early. Opens to the public on Saturday, but if you're a pass holder, you can ride it from 2 to 10 p.m. this Friday. Maroon 5 is coming to Cleveland. They'll be at Rocket Arena on November 24th. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. However, you can win them here on the Jen and Tim Show. That's coming up at 9:22 this morning.
I think to myself, how long have they been around? When I first got into radio, they performed at Thursday's Plaza in Canton at Belden Village.
And you saw them there, right?
Yes, man. We ate Fuddruckers.
Oh, my God. Is Fuddruckers even still a thing?
No. There are locations. It's not there. We ate, like, the band ate at Fuddruckers at Thursday's Plaza in Canton probably, I don't know.
What year?
03?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, still around. And I still can't name anybody else in the band.
Same.
Adam Levine and the M5.
And then the other guys.
Four.
Are there five of them?
I think.
We should check that out. Dolly Parton. I'm sorry. 79-year-old Dolly Parton has announced a Vegas residency, her first extended run in 32 years at Caesar's Palace. Dolly Live in Vegas happens in December. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.